reading God's Word for health and comfort. Hebrews 6:19. We have this certain hope, like a strong, unbreakable anchor, holding our souls to God Himself. Our anchor of hope is fastened to the mercy seat in the heavenly realm beyond the sacred threshold. Romans 5:5. And this hope is not a disappointing fantasy, because we know can experience the endless love of God cascading into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who lives in us. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith brings our hopes into reality and becomes the foundation needed to acquire the things we long for. It is all the evidence required to prove what is still unseen. Romans 15:13. Now may God, the fountain of hope, fill you to overflowing with uncontainable joy and perfect peace as you trust in Him. And may the power of the Holy Spirit continually surround your life with His superabundance until you radiate with hope. First Peter 1:3. Celebrate with praises the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has shown us His extravagant mercy. For His fountain of mercy has given us new life. We are reborn to experience a living, energetic hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. First Peter 1:3. Psalms 42:5. So then, my soul, why should you be depressed? Why should you sink in despair? Just keep hoping and waiting on God, your Savior, no matter what. I will sing with praise, for you are my saving grace. Matthew 12:21. And the fame of His name will bring hope among the people. Romans 12:12. Let this hope burst forth within you, releasing a continual joy. Don't give up in a time of trouble, but commune with God at all times. First Corinthians 13:13. Until then, there are three things that remain: faith, hope, and love. Yet love surpasses them all. So above all else, let love be the beautiful price for which you run. Psalms 25:21. Your perfection and faithfulness are my bodyguards, for you are my hope, and I trust in you as my only protection. Psalms 31:24. So cheer up, Take courage, all you who love him. Wait for him to break through for you, all who trust in him. Psalm 62:5. I am standing in absolute stillness, silent before the one I love, waiting as long as it takes for him to rescue me. Only God is my Savior, and he will not fail me. Psalms 39:7. And now, God, I'm left with one conclusion. My only hope is to hope in you alone. Psalms 71:14. No matter what, I'll trust in you to help me. Nothing will stop me from praising you to magnify your glory. Proverbs 13:12. When hope's dreams seem to drag on and on, the delay can be depressing. But when at last your dream comes true, life's sweetness will satisfy your soul. Psalms 33:18. The eyes of the Lord are upon the weakest worshipers who love him, those who wait in hope and expectation for the strong, steady love of God. Second Corinthians 3:12. So then, with this amazing hope living in us, we step out in freedom and boldness to speak the truth. Acts 24:15. And my hope is in God, the same hope that even my accusers have embraced, the hope of a resurrection from the dead of both the righteous and the unrighteous. Romans 15:4. Whatever was written beforehand is meant to instruct us in how to live. The scriptures impart to us encouragement and inspiration so that we can live in hope and endure all things. Romans 16:4. Acts 24:16. And my hope is in God, the same hope that even my accusers have embraced, the hope of a resurrection from the dead of both the righteous and the unrighteous. Romans 5:3. But that's not all. Even in times of trouble, we have a joyful confidence, knowing that our pressures will develop in us patient endurance. Romans 5:4. And patient endurance will refine our character, and prove character leads us back to hope. Psalms 42:11. So I say to my soul, don't be discouraged, don't be disturbed, for I know my God will break through for me. Then I'll have plenty of reasons to praise him all over again. Yes, he is my saving grace. Romans 8:24. For this is the hope of our salvation. But hope means that we must trust and wait for what is still unseen. For why would we need to hope for something we already have? Romans 8:25. So, because our hope is set on what is yet to be seen, we patiently keep on waiting for its fulfillment. Hebrews 10:23. So now, wrap your heart tightly around the hope that lives within us, knowing that God always keeps his promises. Psalms 130. This is why I wait upon you, expecting your breakthrough, for your word brings me hope. Romans 5:2. Our faith guarantees us permanent access into this marvelous kindness that has been given us a perfect relationship with God. What incredible joy bursts forth within us as we keep on celebrating our hope of experiencing God's glory. Romans 5:2. Our faith guarantees us permanent access into this marvelous kindness that has given us perfect relationship with God. What incredible joy bursts forth within us as we keep on celebrating our hope and of experiencing God's glory. Romans 8:28. So we are convinced that every detail of our lives is continually woven together for good, for we are his lovers who have been called to fulfill his design purpose. Psalms 33:20. The Lord alone is our radiant hope, and we trust in him with all our hearts. His wraparound presence will strengthen us. Let your love and steadfast kindness overshadow us continually, for we trust and we wait upon you. Psalms 33:22. Our faith in Jesus transfers God's righteousness to us. And he now declares us flawless in his eyes. This means we can now enjoy true and lasting peace with God, all because of what our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, has done for us. Romans 5:1. Romans 5:1, again. Our faith in Jesus transfers God's righteousness to us, and he now declares us flawless in his eyes. This means we can now enjoy true and lasting peace with God, all because of what our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, has done for us. Hebrews 6:18. So it is impossible for God to lie, for we know that his promise and his vow will never change. And now we have run into his heart to hide ourselves in his faithfulness. This is where we find his strength and comfort, for he empowers us to seize what has already happen. First Corinthians 13:7. Love is a safe place of shelter, for it never stops believing the best for others. Love never takes failure as defeat, for it never gives up. 2 Corinthians 4:16. So no wonder we don't give up, for even though our outer person gradually wears out, our inner being is renewed every single day. Second Corinthians 4:17. We view our slight, short-lived troubles in the light of eternity. We see our difficulties as the substance that produces for us an eternal, weighty glory far beyond all comparison. 2 Corinthians 4:18. Because we don't focus our attention on what is seen, but what's unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but the unseen realm is eternal. Ephesians 1:18. I pray the light of God will illuminate the eyes of your imagination, flooding you with light, until you experience the full revelation of the hope of his calling, that is, the wealth of God's glorious inheritance that he finds in us, his holy ones. Psalms 27:14. Here's what I learned through it all. Don't give up. Don't be impatient. Be intertwined as one with the Lord. Be brave and courageous and never lose hope. Yes, keep on waiting, for he will never disappoint you. Psalms 27:14. Psalms 33:21. As we trust, we rejoice with an uncontained joy flowing from Yahweh. Psalms 34:18. The Lord is close to all whose hearts are crushed by pain, and he is always ready to restore the repentant one. Psalms 43:5. Then I will say to my soul, don't be discouraged, don't be disturbed, for I fully expect my Savior God to break through for me. Then I'll have plenty of reasons to praise him all over again. Yes, he is my saving grace. Psalm 94:19. Whenever my busy thoughts were out of control, the soothing comfort of your presence calmed me down and overwhelmed me with delight. Proverbs 23:18. Your future is bright and filled with a living hope that will never fade away. Psalms 25:5. Escort me into your truth. Take me by the hand and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. I have wrapped my heart into yours all day long. Psalms 27:13. Yet I believe with all my heart that I will see again your goodness, Yahweh, in the land of life eternal. Psalm 62:6. For he alone is my safe place. His wraparound presence always protects me as my champion defender. There's no risk of failure with God, so why would I let worry paralyze me even when trouble multiplies around me? John 16:3. And everything I taught you is so that the peace which is in me will be in you, and I will give you great confidence as you rest in me. For in this unbelieving world, you will experience trouble and sorrow, but you must be courageous, for I have conquered the world. John 16:3. Romans 4:18. Against all odds, when it looked hopeless, Abraham believed the promises and expected God to fulfill it. He took God at his word, and as a result, he became the father of many nations. God's declaration over him came to pass. Your descendants will be so many as the stars and the pebbles in the seas. Romans 8:18. I am convinced that any suffering we endure is less than nothing compared to the magnitude of glory that is about to be unveiled within us. Romans 8:26. And in a familiar way, the Holy Spirit takes hold of us in our human frailty to empower us in our weakness. For example, at times we don't even know how to pray or know the best things to ask for. But the Holy Spirit rises up within us to super intercede on our behalf. Second Corinthians 4:9, we are persecuted by others, but God has not forsaken us. We may be knocked down, but not out. Ephesians 1:19, I pray that you will continually experience the immeasurable greatness of God's power made available to you through faith. Then your lives will be an advertisement of this immense power as it works through you. This is the mighty power of God. John 16:33, and everything I taught you is so that the peace which is in me will be in you and will give you great confidence as you rest in me. For in this unbelieving world, you will experience trouble and sorrows. But you must be courageous, for I have conquered the world. Romans 4:18, against all odds, when it looked hopeless, Abraham believed the promises and expected God to fulfill it. He took God at his word, and as a result, he became the father of many nations. God's declaration over him came to pass. Your descendants will be so many. Romans 8:18. I am convinced that any suffering we endure is less than nothing compared to the magnitude of glory that is about to be unveiled within us. Romans 8:26. And in a similar way, the Holy Spirit takes hold of us in our human frailty to empower us in our weakness. For example, at times we don't even know how to pray or know the best things to ask for. But the Holy Spirit rises up within us to super intercede in our behalf. Psalms 94:18. When I screamed out, Lord, I'm doomed, your fiery love was stirred and you raced to my rescue. Psalms 119:14. You're my place of quiet retreat and your wraparound presence becomes my shield as I wrap myself in your word. Psalm 136. I long for you more than any watchman would long for the morning light. I will watch and wait for you, O God, throughout the night. Psalm 130:7. O Israel, keep hoping, keep trusting, and keep waiting on the Lord. For he is tender-hearted, kind, and forgiving. He has 8,000 ways to set you free. Psalms 147:11. Yahweh shows favor to those who fear him, those who wait for his tender embrace. Proverbs 3:5, Trust in the Lord completely and do not rely on your own opinions. With all your heart, rely on Him to guide you, and He will lead you in every decision you make. Psalms 33:19. God will deliver them from death, even the certain death of famine, with no one to help. Psalm 62:7. God's glory is all around me. His wraparound presence is all I need. For the Lord is my Savior, my hero, and my life-giving strength. Psalm 62:8. Trust only in God every moment. Tell Him all your troubles and pour out your heart longings to Him. Believe me when I tell you, He will help you. Pause in His presence. Psalm 62:8. Trust only in God every moment. Tell Him all your troubles and pour out your heart longings to Him. Believe me when I tell you, He will help you. Pause in His presence. Psalm 71:5. For you are my only hope, Lord. I have hung on to you, trusting in you all my life. Matthew 19:26. Looking into their eyes, Jesus replied, humanly speaking, no one, because no one can save himself. But what seems impossible to you is never impossible to God. Philippians 4:6. Don't be pulled in different directions or worried about a thing. Be saturated in prayer throughout each day, offering your faith-filled requests before God with overflowing gratitude. Tell Him every detail of your life. Philippians 4:7. Then God's wonderful peace that transcends human understanding will guard your heart and mind through Jesus Christ. I know what it means to lack, and I know what it means to experience overwhelming abundance, for I am trained in the secret overcoming of all things. Whether in fullness or in hunger, I find that the strength of Christ's explosive power infuses me to conquer. 1 Thessalonians 4:13. Beloved brothers and sisters, we want you to be quiet, certain about the truth concerning those who have passed away, so that you won't be overwhelmed with grief like many others who have no hope. 2 Thessalonians 2:16. Now may the Lord Jesus Christ and our Father God, who loved us and in His wonderful grace gave us eternal comfort and a beautiful hope that cannot fail. Second Thessalonians 2:19. Encourage your heart and inspire you with strength to always do and speak what is good and beautiful in his eyes. Hebrews 6:11. But we long to see you passionately advance until the end, and you'll find hope fulfilled. Hebrews 6:11. But we long to see you passionately advance until the end, and you find your hope fulfilled. Jacob 1:2. My fellow believers, when it seems as though you are facing nothing but difficulties, see it as an invaluable opportunity to experience the greatest joy that you can. 1 Peter 1:4. We are reborn in a perfect inheritance that can never perish, never be defiled, and never diminish. It is promised and preserved forever in the heavenly realm for you. 1 Peter 1:4. We are reborn into a perfect inheritance that can never perish, never be defiled, and never diminish. It is promised and preserved forever in the heavenly realm for you. First Peter 1:5. Through our faith, the mighty power of God constantly guards us until our full salvation is ready to be revealed in the last time. 1 Peter 1:6. May the thought of this cause you to jump for joy, even though lately you had to put up with the grief of many trials. 1 Peter 1:7. But these only reveal the sterling core of your faith, which is far more valuable than gold that perishes, for even gold is refined by fire. Your authentic faith will result in even more praise, glory, and honor when Jesus, the Anointed One, is revealed. 1 Peter 1:8. You love him passionately, although you have not seen him, but through believing in him, you are saturated with an ecstatic joy, indescribably sublime, and immersed in glory. 1 Peter 5:10. I then, after your brief suffering, and then after your brief suffering, the God of all loving grace, who has called you to share in his eternal glory in Christ, will personally and powerfully restore you and make you stronger than ever. Yes, he will set you firmly in place and build you up. Reading God's Word for health and comfort. Hebrews 6:19. We have this certain hope, like a strong, unbreakable anchor, holding our souls to God Himself. Our anchor of hope is fastened to the mercy seat in the heavenly realm beyond the sacred threshold. Romans 5:5. And this hope is not a disappointing fantasy, because we know can experience the endless love of God cascading into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who lives in us. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith brings our hopes into reality and becomes the foundation needed to acquire the things we long for. It is all the evidence required to prove what is still unseen. Romans 15:13. Now may God, the fountain of hope, fill you to overflowing with uncontainable joy and perfect peace as you trust in Him. And may the power of the Holy Spirit continually surround your life with His superabundance until you radiate with hope. First Peter 1:3. Celebrate with praises the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has shown us His extravagant mercy. For His fountain of mercy has given us new life. We are reborn to experience a living, energetic hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. First Peter 1:3. Psalms 42:5. So then, my soul, why should you be depressed? Why should you sink in despair? Just keep hoping and waiting on God, your Savior, no matter what. I will sing with praise, for you are my saving grace. Matthew 12:21. And the fame of His name will bring hope among the people. Romans 12:12. Let this hope burst forth within you, releasing a continual joy. Don't give up in a time of trouble, but commune with God at all times. First Corinthians 13:13. Until then, there are three things that remain: faith, hope, and love. Yet love surpasses them all. So above all else, let love be the beautiful price for which you run. Psalms 25:21. Your perfection and faithfulness are my bodyguards. For you are my hope, and I trust in you as my only protection. Psalms 31:24. So cheer up, take courage, all you who love Him. Wait for Him to break through for you, all who trust in Him. Psalm 62:5. I am standing in absolute stillness, silent before the one I love, waiting as long as it takes for Him to rescue me. Only God is my Savior, and He will not fail me. Psalms 39:7. And now, God, I'm left with one conclusion. My only hope is to hope in you alone. Psalms 71:14. No matter what, I'll trust in you to help me. Nothing will stop me from praising you to magnify your glory. Proverbs 13:12. When hope's dreams seem to drag on and on, the delay can be depressing. But when at last your dream comes true, life's sweetness will satisfy your soul. Psalms 33:18. The eyes of the Lord are upon the weakest worshipers who love him, those who wait in hope and expectation for the strong, steady love of God. Second Corinthians 3:12. So then, with this amazing hope living in us, we step out in freedom and boldness to speak the truth. Acts 24:15. And my hope is in God, the same hope that even my accusers have embraced, the hope of a resurrection from the dead of both the righteous and the unrighteous. Romans 15:4. Whatever was written beforehand is meant to instruct us in how to live. The scriptures impart to us encouragement and inspiration so that we can live in hope and endure all things. Romans 16:4. Acts 24:16. And my hope is in God, the same hope that even my accusers have embraced, the hope of a resurrection from the dead of both the righteous and the unrighteous. Romans 5:3. But that's not all. Even in times of trouble, we have a joyful confidence, knowing that our pressures will develop in us patient endurance. Romans 5:4. And patient endurance will refine our character, and prove character leads us back to hope. Psalms 42:11. So I say to my soul, don't be discouraged, don't be disturbed, for I know my God will break through for me, then I'll have plenty of reasons to praise him all over again. Yes, he is my saving grace. Romans 8:24. For this is the hope of our salvation. But hope means that we must trust and wait for what is still unseen. For why would we need to hope for something we already have? Romans 8:25. So, because our hope is set on what is yet to be seen, we patiently keep on waiting for its fulfillment. Hebrews 10:23. So now, wrap your heart tightly around the hope that lives within us, knowing that God always keeps his promises. This is why I wait upon you, expecting your breakthrough, for your word brings me hope. Romans 5:2. Our faith guarantees us permanent access into this marvelous kindness that has been given us, a perfect relationship with God. What incredible joy bursts forth within us as we keep on celebrating our hope of experiencing God's glory. Romans 5:2. Our faith guarantees us permanent access into this marvelous kindness that has given us perfect relationship with God. What incredible joy bursts forth within us as we keep on celebrating our hope and of experiencing God's glory. Romans 8:28. So we are convinced that every detail of our lives is continually woven together for good, for we are his lovers who have been called to fulfill his design purpose. Psalms 33:20. The Lord alone is our radiant hope, and we trust in him with all our hearts. His wraparound presence will strengthen us. Let your love and steadfast kindness overshadow us continually, for we trust and we wait upon you. Psalms 33:22. Our faith in Jesus transfers God's righteousness to us, and he now declares us flawless in his eyes. This means we can now enjoy true and lasting peace with God, all because of what our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, has done for us. Romans 5:1. Romans 5:1, again. Our faith in Jesus transfers God's righteousness to us, and he now declares us flawless in his eyes. This means we can now enjoy true and lasting peace with God, all because of what our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, had done for us. Hebrews 6:18. So it is impossible for God to lie, for we know that his promise and his vow will never change. And now we have run into his heart to hide ourselves in his faithfulness. This is where we find his strength and comfort, for he empowers us to seize what has already happened. First Corinthians 13:7. Love is a safe place of shelter, for it never stops believing the best for others. Love never takes failure as defeat, for it never gives up. 2 Corinthians 4:16. So no wonder we don't give up, for even though our outer person gradually wears out, our inner being is renewed every single day. Second Corinthians 4:17. We view our slight, short-lived troubles in the light of eternity. We see our difficulties as the substance that produces for us an eternal, weighty glory far beyond all comparison. 2 Corinthians 4:18. Because we don't focus our attention on what is seen, but what's unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but the unseen realm is eternal. Ephesians 1:18. I pray the light of God will illuminate the eyes of your imagination, flooding you with light until you experience the full revelation of the hope of his calling. That is, the wealth of God's glorious inheritance that he finds in us, his holy ones. Psalms 27:14. Here's what I learned through it all. Don't give up. Don't be impatient. Be intertwined as one with the Lord. Be brave and courageous and never lose hope. Yes, keep on waiting, for he will never disappoint you. Psalms 27:14. Psalms 33:21. As we trust, we rejoice with an uncontained joy flowing from Yahweh. Psalms 34:18. The Lord is close to all whose hearts are crushed by pain, and he is always ready to restore the repentant one. Psalms 43:5. Then I will say to my soul, don't be discouraged, don't be disturbed, for I fully expect my Savior God to break through for me Then I'll have plenty of reasons to praise Him all over again. Yes, He is my saving grace. Psalm 94:19. Whenever my busy thoughts were out of control, the soothing comfort of your presence calmed me down and overwhelmed me with delight. Proverbs 23:18. Your future is bright and filled with a living hope that will never fade away. Psalms 25:5. Escort me into your truth. Take me by the hand and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. I have wrapped my heart into yours all day long. Psalms 27:13. Yet I believe with all my heart that I will see again your goodness, Yahweh, in the land of life eternal. Psalm 62:6. For He alone is my safe place. His wraparound presence always protects me as my champion defender. There's no risk of failure with God. So why would I let worry paralyze me even when trouble multiplies around me? John 16:3. And everything I taught you is so that the peace which is in me will be in you, and I will give you great confidence as you rest in me. For in this unbelieving world, you will experience trouble and sorrow, but you must be courageous, for I have conquered the world. John 16:3. Romans 4:18. Against all odds, when it looked hopeless, Abraham believed the promises and expected God to fulfill it. He took God at His word, and as a result, he became the father of many nations. God's declaration over him came to pass. Your descendants will be so many as the stars and the pebbles in the seas. Romans 8:18. I am convinced that any suffering we endure is less than nothing compared to the magnitude of glory that is about to be unveiled within us. Romans 8:26. And in a familiar way, the Holy Spirit takes hold of us in our human frailty to empower us in our weakness. For example, at times we don't even know how to pray or know the best things to ask for. But the Holy Spirit rises up within us to super intercede on our behalf. Second Corinthians 4:9. We are persecuted by others, but God has not forsaken us. We may be knocked down, but not out. Ephesians 1:19. I pray that you will continually experience the immeasurable greatness of God's power made available to you through faith, then your lives will be an advertisement of this immense power as it works through you. This is the mighty power of God. John 16:33. And everything I taught you is so that the peace which is in me will be in you and will give you great confidence as you rest in me. For in this unbelieving world, you will experience trouble and sorrows. But you must be courageous, for I have conquered the world. Romans 4:18. Against all odds, when it looked hopeless, Abraham believed the promises and expected God to fulfill it. He took God at his word, and as a result, he became the father of many nations. God's declaration over him came to pass. Your descendants will be so many. Romans 8:18. I am convinced that any suffering we endure is less than nothing compared to the magnitude of glory that is about to be unveiled within us. Romans 8:26. And in a similar way, the Holy Spirit takes hold of us in our human frailty to empower us in our weakness. For example, at times we don't even know how to pray or know the best things to ask for. But the Holy Spirit rises up within us to super intercede in our behalf. Psalms 94:18. When I screamed out, "Lord, I'm doomed," your fiery love was stirred and you raced to my rescue. Psalms 119:14. You're my place of quiet retreat, and your wraparound presence becomes my shield as I wrap myself in your word. Psalm 136. I long for you more than any watchman would long for the morning light. I will watch and wait for you, O God, throughout the night. Psalm 130:7. O Israel, keep hoping, keep trusting, and keep waiting on the Lord, for he is tender-hearted, kind, and forgiving. He has 1,000 ways to set you free. Psalms 147:11. Yahweh shows favor to those who fear him, those who wait for his tender embrace. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord completely and do not rely on your own opinions. With all your heart, rely on him to guide you, and he will lead you in every decision you make. Psalms 33:19. God would deliver them from death, even the certain death of famine, with no one to help. Psalm 62:7. God's glory is all around me. His wraparound presence is all I need. For the Lord is my Savior, my hero, and my life-giving strength. Psalm 62:8. Trust only in God every moment. Tell Him all your troubles and pour out your heart longings to Him. Believe me when I tell you, He will help you. Pause in His presence. Psalm 62:8. Trust only in God every moment. Tell Him all your troubles and pour out your heart longings to Him. Believe me when I tell you, He will help you. Pause in His presence. Psalm 71:5. For you are my only hope, Lord. I've hung on to you, trusting in you all my life. Matthew 19:26. Looking into their eyes, Jesus replied, humanly speaking, no one, because no one can save himself. But what seems impossible to you is never impossible to God. Philippians 4:6. Don't be pulled in different directions or worried about a thing. Be saturated in prayer throughout each day, offering your faith-filled requests before God with overflowing gratitude. Tell Him every detail of your life. Philippians 4:7. Then God's wonderful peace that transcends human understanding will guard your heart and mind through Jesus Christ. I know what it means to lack, and I know what it means to experience overwhelming abundance, for I am trained in the secret overcoming of all things. Whether in fullness or in hunger, I find that the strength of Christ's explosive power infuses me to conquer. 1 Thessalonians 4:13. Beloved brothers and sisters, we want you to be quiet, certain about the truth concerning those who have passed away, so that you won't be overwhelmed with grief like many others who have no hope. 2 Thessalonians 2:16. Now may the Lord Jesus Christ and our Father God, who loved us and in His wonderful grace gave us eternal comfort and a beautiful hope that cannot fail. Second Thessalonians 2:19. Encourage your heart and inspire you with strength to always do and speak what is good and beautiful in His eyes. Hebrews 6:11. But we long to see you passionately advance until the end, and you'll find hope fulfilled. Hebrews 6:11. But we long to see you passionately advance until the end, and you find your hope fulfilled. Jacob 1:2. My fellow believers, when it seems as though you are facing nothing but difficulties, see it as an invaluable opportunity to experience the greatest joy that you can. 1 Peter 1:4. We are reborn in a perfect inheritance that can never perish, never be defiled, and never diminish. It is promised and preserved forever in the heavenly realm for you. 1 Peter 1:4. We are reborn into a perfect inheritance that can never perish, never be defiled, and never diminish. It is promised and preserved forever in the heavenly realm for you. First Peter 1:5. Through our faith, the mighty power of God constantly guards us until our full salvation is ready to be revealed in the last time. 1 Peter 1:6. May the thought of this cause you to jump for joy, even though lately you had to put up with the grief of many trials. 1 Peter 1:7. But these only reveal the sterling core of your faith, which is far more valuable than gold that perishes, for even gold is refined by fire. Your authentic faith will result in even more praise, glory, and honor when Jesus, the Anointed One, is revealed. 1 Peter 1:8. You love Him passionately, although you have not seen Him, but through believing in Him, you are saturated with an ecstatic joy, indescribably sublime, and immersed in glory. 1 Peter 5:10. I then, after your brief suffering, and then after your brief suffering, the God of all loving grace, who has called you to share in His eternal glory in Christ, will personally and powerfully restore you and make you stronger than ever. Yes, He will set you firmly in place and build you up.